Welcome to Crowning Moments. It's Tuesday, May 10th. How good it feels to be back at home. Charlotte FC once again dominated possession, having many opportunities from Swiderski, Ruiz, Gaines, Joswiak, and Reyna, until they pulled it out in a timely goal in the 68th minute on beautiful passing from Bronico to Reyna to Shinosheki, who one-timed the ball in the back of the net to defeat visiting Inter Miami. As in each match, Kalina was the master of his domain, snuffing the Herons of at least two big chance goals. The Crown sit at 8th in the Eastern Conference table after one-third of the season, one spot out of the playoffs. The crowning moments really stem from the conductor himself, Miguel Angel Ramirez, who empowered his squad with a strategy and preparation before the match to fluidly making key adjustments in the second half, along with substitutions that ultimately got Charlotte FC the goal they needed to win 1-0. We have cuts from his press conference along with the action leading up to Charlotte FC finding the back of the net.
So your first two matches, you started three forwards, and now you decided to go back to that. What did you see from your team this week and in preparation for Miami to have you go back to three forwards?
As I said during the week, that now we have more flexibility, having more wingers to go for different formations. It doesn't mean that I will go from now on for a 4-3-3, because I don't believe in that. I always analyze the opponent. I see which formation, because for me the formations are always alive, always change during the game, you know. Can be a 4-3-3, but in moments we're 3-4-3, and so when I analyze the opponent, I see how we can be more effective defending and attacking, and which formation can help us to be more effective. So we believe that against Miami, expecting a 4-1-4-1, but later on pressing, they were more in a 4-4-2. So the behavior of Brand Bronico needed to change in terms of his height to help us in the building up. But it's something that we decide when we analyze the opponent.
I mean, finally, of course, when with the time they will know each other, no? All the players, but it was something that we were working, especially this week, because we were going for a new system for 4-3-3. So we need to spend time in the patterns, and especially in the last third, how to penetrate. So something already, you know, train and practice in the training sessions.
Yeah, can't control it, gets it back. Wants to take the shot, decides to pass the ball. Left side, here comes Charlotte. They got the first one. Yeah, it gets blocked.
Stepping on the gas here at home.
The cross from the right side, the rebound, the shot by Ruiz. And Callender again. Here comes the corner to the penalty spot, trying to look for number four. It's give and go with Duke. Back to Gibbs. The best play from Inter Miami in the 34th minute. On that combination, here comes Charlotte FC again from the right side. Too much power on the cross. Joswiak. Deflection, far post, and there's a collision there. Campana. Good ball. First shot. Yes. Fantastic save by Kalina. On the left side. Joswiak. Cuts inside. Gets away from Gregory. The shot. It's a...
The halftime, we tried to explain to my players what we needed to do to beat this structure, because they were super solid. Super solid. But also, inside of this, they were having spaces and gaps that we could get, you know, and hurt them more than we could in the first half. But yeah, I mean, Reyna and André helped us more to explode these spaces that they were giving to us. And also, they were exhausted after the game. I mean, they were super tired. Because when we start to play, it's so difficult to regain the ball from us. So you need to run a lot, run and run, and they were super exhausted.
He comes, Reina, gets away from one. Charlotte FC with a chance. The ball gets away a little bit from Suderski. He's still inside the 18, over the top. Three quarters of the field, trying to find Reina open on the left. Decide to play the ball through the middle. Suderski! Somehow the ball found Carol Suderski.
This goal has received a lot of play, but the build-up to it was just as masterful, and it allowed the relief and joy to explode from the anticipation that was brewing for almost 70 minutes of play with so many opportunities the Crown had in the final third. Let's listen to how it was called from four different broadcasts.
Reina just charging forward. Here's Reina, first time cross. Suderski! Suderski has seized the moment and marks his debut for Charlotte FC with the go-ahead goal. Ran Ronico. Ronico across the kickoff spot, a little bit of space. Has Jordi on his left side. Passes to Jordi. Jordi in the area. Jordi with a cross for Suderski.
Suderski got Willie P shimmying in the booth. He's a very happy man, and we've got 32,000 fans ecstatic with us as well. What a rocket of a finish from Suderski. First time side netting. Welcome Andre Suderski to Charlotte FC.
In his first game in the black and blue, Andre is a giant, and Charlotte FC have the lead at the 68th minute.
Of scoring four goals in two matches, but it's been five games now without a goal from the Polish.
Reina, left side, far post, golazo! It's Charlotte FC who finally opens the score. It's 1-0 in his 68th minute.
Reina arranca, dice la Reina, para Reina la pelota, pica segundo palo!
I mean, he's a very generous guy in terms of effort, in terms of continuity and repetition and all this. And then he has the quality to, to control, to make good decisions, has good crossing ability, and as a center forward, as he is, he wants to live in the box, arrive to the box. I mean, he has this desire, this willingness to go, but yeah, I mean, I'm happy with him, and I'm happy for him today because he, I'm not saying suffering, he was not suffering, but he was disappointed and he wanted something new in his career, and he chose Charlo before other big and good options in the MLS, so I really appreciate this movement from him. And I'm happy, so yeah, hopefully it's just the beginning.
And in general, I mean, you added him and Kerwin Vargas this week. How happy are you with your attacking options moving forward?
Well, finally, having more depth, when a game is like today, like we are not able to break this, having this depth, having these possibilities in every position, give us this chance, to change in one moment the game, to put the, we're suffering, we're in our first, in our own half, so we wanted to move the game forward and to get the spaces that they were conceding, above all in the defending transition for them. So we knew that with Reina and with Andre, we could have this. Camille still is not ready 100%, but it was important for him to start, to get minutes, you know, to get familiar with the competition, with the team. So even being not ready, he needed to get minutes.
That's now four straight home wins. How are the fans tonight, and how has Make America become a fortress for you guys?
Before the game in at home, we have the confidence that there's no way to lose. Because we feel that we have more than 11 players on the pitch. And the engagement and the commitment of the fans with this club is outstanding. I had the possibility now to go to them and speak with them like more one to one, you know, more personal. Because what I want for them to know is how we appreciate this atmosphere. And every coach that is coming to me is saying the same. It's like, what's going on here is simply amazing. I mean, the atmosphere that you got in this stadium is unbelievable. And yeah, I need them to know how important they are being for our performance at home. For me, the most important is to create these opportunities, is to be in the opposite half, in the last third, with bodies, with players able to create the superiorities. Of course, later on is the quality, you know, that one player has to have in the last third to be able to create something. Because when you arrive there, that's why the teams pay a lot for this kind of players, you know. The forward players are the most expensive, because it's the most difficult in football. So I say to my players that when we arrive there, something needs to happen. Something. A shot, a pass, a corner, something, you know. We need to arrive to the last third and something needs to happen, because we did all the job, you know, to put you in a good position, in a good situation to create something.
Charlotte FC has a round of 32 U.S. Open Cup match at Richmond on May 11th, followed by another home match against the surging CF Montreal on Saturday at 7 p.m. Until next time, this has been Crowning Moments from the Charlotte FC podcast.